Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak was that. No, my character in Tom Hanks' directorial debut, Boss Vic Koss, was in fact not a radio DJ, but rather the self-proclaimed mattress king of Pittsburgh. Dear Peanuts and Cracker Jacks, over the years I've seen my fair share of alchemy. By definition, alchemy is, quote, when a person or persons create something through a seemingly magical process. Not too long ago, while I was cleaning my car in the nude, the idea struck me. What if I brought together the right creative people and asked them to make stuff up based on my own twisted ideas, and then offered a podcast of the seemingly magical process, and I could call it Alchemy? When the hell are you going to apply to some colleges so your mother and I can throw all your money, all our money away? Let's just start over. Well, my pretties, after a bit of title tinkering and rehearsal, I'm so very proud to present to you another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Joey Greer. Jinky, if a train from New York leaves Chicago at 9:18 a.m. and a different train leaves Uranus at 6, when you getting there?
When I push it out.
Next up is Vanessa Ragland. Vanish, can I borrow some of your sunny disposition till next week?
Absolutely. I'll spiral into depression.
Hey, it's Craig Kukowski, everybody. Craig, do you care much about anything else?
Wow. I'm on my phone. Hey, Kev, what's going on, man?
Hey, buddy boy. Whoa, it's guest Craig Gagliardi. Nope, it's Mark Gagliardi. I've got it right here, and Craig's right above it. My eyes drift so easily.
That's okay. I was also on my phone.
Craig Gagliardi. I'm sorry, Mark Kowski's here. And I just want to thank you very much. Mark Gagliardi, thank you for guesting today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so very excited, and I'll work again. This is such a good rehearsal, I didn't want to stop. Marcus, can you sit down and get down and be a bad blamma jamma like you did in your youth?
I can, but right. I don't know if I may.
Good. Put on pants that no longer fit if you think him least. It's James Heaney. Jimmy June, can I call you Carl?
Yep.
Please do. Let's begin. Our first scene suggestion comes from your listener mail. Remember, write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. yournamehere@alchemythis.com. And don't forget to tell everyone you've ever met to listen to the show and write a review and subscribe, you son of a bitch. This one is from Martin Villegas, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. I really enjoy your podcast. It makes me laugh out loud when I commute on the bus to school." To school. Huh. I think it could be, it kind of narrows it down between what, like 12 and 22?
Yep.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I think it could be
I took a bus to school way before 12.
Did you?
Yeah, like 5.
You mean a school bus?
A school bus, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you could also take the bus to grad school.
Yeah.
In your late 50s?
We got to stop recording this on a bus. I think it could be quite funny, do you, to hear about a conference or reunion between gods of different religions. In particular, a discussion between Zeus, the Christian god, Odin, Ptah, the Egyptian god. Alternatively, it would be funny for a conversation between their evil god entities. Nope, it's not an alternative at all. Osiris, Egyptian god of the dead, as well as the devil, hell, Nork, goddess of the dead, and the afterlife. Keep up the alchemy.
What school does this kid go to?
I love this guy.
Finally, we get to flex our Ptah knowledge.
Yes, it's a reunion. It's a class reunion of all gods.
Water, wine.
Oh, you get it.
So good. Is that guacamole?
No, it's not. It's cheese.
Oh, man.
How many followers do y'all have? Because I'm tapping up into about 100 million followers worldwide.
You know, it's bragging every time we do this.
It's not a contest. I'm not bragging.
Please, everyone, help yourself to some saganaki or some grape leaves or any of the hummus.
It's so nice of you to bring that.
Hey, Ptah's here.
Ptah, where you been? What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, it's just, in Egypt, where I am from, and I'm the guy.
We know.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't a give lot of us people the forget. Play-by-play.
A lot of name tag.
You know, there's been a change of regime there recently that I controlled. You know? Still a lot of crocodiles there.
You always still love a those crazy things.
A lot of waiting birds.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, these grape leaves are nutso, so please, you know, help yourself to one. They're very good.
Thank you, Patah.
Yeah, I might have one of those.
When do we think our arch enemies are going to get here? Because I'd kind of like to be prepared this time.
Relax.
Yeah, I understand relax is easy for you. Yeah. But they show up and the mood just changes immediately.
Venus, relax, all right? It's just chill out.
And you're beautiful, by the
you're
way.
You're gorgeous.
Venus. You look so good.
You have nothing to worry about with a body like that.
Well, you're too kind.
You're too curvy.
I work out. I'm on a regimen. And I just, I'm tempted for a grape leaf. I'm just a little concerned what it's going to do to my shape.
Okay.
I don't think one grape leaf is going to do it.
No? Also, use the power on that.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
You've also got kind of a Botticelli figure, so,
that's very sweet.
Yeah, you are on the larger side. Look, I gotta say, this kind of drives me crazy. Every time you start talking about your figure,
right?
I'm a fatted calf, okay?
Yeah.
Look, but nobody says, Ball, you look great.
Come on, Ball, relax.
You don't need to look great.
I'm sorry. It's just,
you're a good luck charm.
You're talking about the followers, you're talking about your body. I just feel like I'm just gonna eat some of these grape leaves.
It's fun to have you around.
Well, Ball, don't eat all the grape leaves.
No, I'm gonna eat the.
Well, there we go.
Mm.
Pantages. I'm sorry. To get back to it, I got 100-some million followers.
What do you do with that? What does that even mean?
It's just crazy. It's just like What do I do?
Let's get that to that list. What do you do?
Oh, I do a lot of miracles. Are you doing that, Venus?
What was the last three miracles you did?
Raised a kitten from the dead.
Sure.
Found someone's keys.
Uh-huh.
And I turned oil off. There's no more oil.
Wow. So,
You turned oil off?
Why would you do that?
In general?
Yeah.
So what was the purpose of that?
Yeah, it was kind of like a penance thing.
Was oil on?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
I don't mean to prod.
No, it's fine. Just oil's been on for a while. People have been using oil, destroying the earth and all that. I was like, oil's off. So I just kind of took off oil.
Oh, you turned off oil from the inside of the earth. We're not talking about olive oil.
No.
All I could think of is olive oil. I'm so psycho.
You have some olive oil?
I'd love some olive oil.
Oh, man. Be good on these
grapes. Well, look at the loser club.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I'm the Osiris of this shit.
Yeah. This looks pretty bad. I think maybe somebody should have gotten some better outfits. You just want to stick with the original era that you were from?
Why are you here? What do you want?
I graduated from here, too. I can be here.
Are those pump-up Skechers?
They are pump-up Skechers, and they're tied super tight.
It looks like they're hurting your feet.
They do hurt, but I look so good.
Do ya?
Mm-hmm, I do.
What have you been up to?
Well, I've just been playing some tricks here and there, getting some prank videos out. And I'm doing
still doing the videos?
I mean, it's the best day to be Loki. I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. When you're making pranks and there's videos, they get streams, they get likes, they get subscribes.
And what do you do with all that?
I just love to
feel better about yourself.
Of course I do.
Right.
Of course I do. I have 2 million followers. It's incredible.
I think they're bots.
Russian bots.
They're bots.
If it has an egg as a picture, it's a bot. That's my understanding.
Is that true? Yeah.
They got eggs here?
Well, fatted calf every time. What can we get you?
Do you want some eggs?
I'll be over at the food. What
can we get you?
I'll be over at the food table.
Oh, yeah. Osiris wants some eggs.
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Egyptian god of the underworld here.
How are you?
We know.
Yeah, we know. We know. We have been enemies for many years.
What are you trying to accomplish this time? Every time you got something to do.
Trying to kill more people so they get to the underworld.
Very cool.
Osiris.
How about more gold chains? Maybe that would work for you.
Yeah, man. I love gold chains. I'm weighed down by how many gold chains I have.
He loves gold now.
Oh, yeah.
Have you tried silver just for mix it up?
I don't know, man. I love silver. I love gold. I love cats. I love ibises. Okay,
this is what I'm. Oh, you and Patah both love ibises.
Yeah, we love wading birds. We love, you know, all those things that they write in the hieroglyphics. You know.
Well, that's cute that you have something in common. We were worried. I'm gonna just say it. We were worried about when you guys got here if the mood was gonna change. But this is fun.
We got nothing in common, man. We got nothing.
Relax.
I'm Osiris.
Yeah, God, the assholes.
And I am Patah.
I hope nobody minds. I'm just gonna put this GoPro in the corner. What?
It is obvious who you are.
It's absolutely obvious.
You're Atlas. You're the strongest god.
That's right.
Yeah. So could you do something about these two knuckleheads?
If I wanted to.
Exactly.
But I've kind of got my hands full. Well, it's an Atlas joke.
With the globe.
Yeah.
The word.
Can you put that in the globe for one
minute? I can't,
minute?
People would die. That's what it's like to be me. Okay.
Can I just cover some new business here? We talked about, speaking of the planet Earth in your grasp, we talked about moving on to another planet. Can we just discuss that again?
I would love the break.
Please, something.
I'm good here, honestly.
Okay.
So, if you all want to move, sounds good. I mean, to be fair, the world has kind of agreed that they're just going to call me God.
I've got a letter here from...
They haven't agreed. That is such a Western point of view.
No, it's not.
I got a letter here to you, actually, from Poseidon.
Okay.
Please leave. That's all he wrote.
Well, if he wants to say it to my face instead of saying that from his watery fucking bathroom or wherever the hell he is, then like, let him do that.
Bathroom.
Okay. If anything, his realm is getting bigger and bigger all the time,
true.
So
exactly.
He should be happy, right?
The password is polar caps. Mm. Your shit's melting.
His shit's melting? He shit's melting? What the hell's melting?
Melting.
Oh.
So you lose the G and you put an apostrophe on it. Melting.
You can stop oil, but you don't know what melting means?
Okay, whatever. You guys, who made these wings?
Oh my God.
Hey, those are my wings. Let go of those.
Oh, no.
Oh, Sorry.
No, those are not for eating.
Sorry,
those
okay.
Those are Patah's wings.
How y'all doing? Everyone doing good?
Oh, yeah.
Is everyone good?
Hey, where you been?
Doing great.
Fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Everything's
what have you been
so
doing?
Good. I'm good. I'm working from home at the moment. It's all good.
Why do you look like you're about to cry?
I'm not about to cry. I'm not. Everything's so good. I'm so happy to see y'all. Everyone looks so nice.
You're so positive.
No, when things are good, people don't say things are good
no,
that
they
way.
They don't.
Yeah.
No, you really look like you're about to cry.
I'm not about to cry.
Let it out.
No, I'm fine.
Do you want some wings?
Oh, yeah.
You can't eat those. Those are Patah's.
Oh, ouch.
Can I get you some water?
I can't drink water at the moment. It's just going to run through me. Hmm. Oh, wow.
Did you sign in, by the way?
I think so. I think I did. Oh, okay. Wow. Jeepers. Hi, everyone. I didn't mean to kill the combo.
You're taking a lot of the focus right now.
Oh, am I?
We don't know how to help.
You really changed the energy.
You what know, do you need?
You know, I don't need much.
Let us help much. You.
I've kind of got my hands full. You guys have to keep laughing at that.
It is funny every time. Help us help you. Let's make a quick list of what we can do to make your existence better.
Everything's good.
First of all, we could
say my name a little bit more so I get stronger. You know.
All right, let's go around and do that.
I'm just getting weaker.
Is it Beetlejuice?
No, it's not Beetlejuice. Okay, my name's
is it
fucking,
Bloody Mary?
No, it's not fucking Bloody Mary. Come on, y'all remember
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah, Rumpelstiltskin.
It's not Rumpelstiltskin. Oh. Come on, y'all. I'm not a fable. I'm a real guy. Come on, help me out here.
Mercury?
No, it's not Mercury. Come on.
I'm going to be honest. None of us remember you.
Come on.
Oh.
No.
You look different. I think you just look different.
Did you lose
you probably
weight?
Lost no. weight. Yes.
No. Why is it always about weight, you guys?
Venus, you know me. Come on.
David Koresh?
Who's that David Koresh?
I don't
Come
remember.
On, y'all. You know me.
False gods are not allowed.
I don't know. I didn't.
I haven't changed at all.
Were you always this weepy?
No, I didn't cry this much, but I didn't look this way.
Uh-huh.
Come on, y'all know
it's right
me.
It's right the tip of my tongue. It's that.
Well, say it.
Come on, this is for gods only, you know.
That's
so
why I couldn't be
the
here.
The Tooth Fairy.
About the Tooth Fairy, you know that.
Is the Tooth Fairy technically a god?
I don't know, but I don't know what this is.
That's Americana. Come on now.
Well, Zeus would never act this way.
Oh, of course I'm not Zeus.
You're not Jesus.
But no, I'm not Jesus.
Krampus?
No, I'm not Krampus.
That was a good guess.
I'm not Krampus. Come on, y'all know me.
Context, clue, anything.
Give us a hint.
I'm a Celtic god.
Celtic.
Oh.
They didn't write down anything, so that's probably why y'all don't remember.
Oh, Celtic.
Yeah. It was more of a tradition passed down by language. Do y'all remember me?
You're disappearing right in front of us.
No, girl, like please say my away. Name. Please.
Why is he going away?
Please say my name. Oh. Beetlejuice.
No, you are.
One more time. I think it needs to be said three times.
Right, Beetlejuice.
Hey, guys.
Oh. 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 Whoa. Whoa.
Somebody, somebody say my name three times.
Beetlejuice, a party animal.
Yeah,
man.
This what's is up, fun. Guys?
What are you doing here?
Holy crap. Are you? What is going on here, man?
Well, it's a meeting. It's a reunion of gods.
Whoa!
That's exactly.
Usually I just wind up in like an attic or like a kid's party or something. Like,
yeah, it's weird to be at the gods' reunion.
I was not expecting this.
Well, tell us about yourself.
Oh, well, I like Stripes.
Uh-huh.
You know.
The movie?
Yeah, the movie.
Good movie.
It's Big a great fan. Movie.
So early
like
Bill
the first hour is great solid, movie. And then it kind of oh, yeah. goes south from there.
When
yeah.
it goes to the Eastern absolutely. European block, yeah. yes. it really does.
Oh, yeah. A little like Full Metal Jacket. You know, the first part's oh, yeah. great. Yeah, yeah.
I wish I had time to see movies.
Oh.
I've
oh,
got my hands all right. full. Atlas, pleasure oh, to meet you, Beetlejuice. Yeah.
Nice to meet you. I'd shake your hand, but you got your hands full. Wow, this is a treat.
You must hey. Recognize this one, right?
Oh, please.
You know me.
Yeah.
You know me. Please say my name.
You're.
Please say my name. I'm going to die if you don't.
Oh. You're Beyonce.
No. No, Beyonce's a human being.
Ah, she's a god where I'm from.
her voice is like that of the angels, but.
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I have no idea who you are.
Okay, great, because we just. You know, we had homeroom together and all that.
We had homeroom together.
We had homeroom
You
together?
Were in homeroom with Beetlejuice? I don't think he's a god. He's not a god.
No, it doesn't feel right.
Beetlejuice.
Should I go? Tell me say my name three times.
Beetlejuice.
Goodbye forever.
So let's get back to none of us know who you are.
I think y'all know who I am. Please, Scott.
I think we take a vote as to please, whether Scott. We lose this entity or find out from you. Who you are and why you're here.
You know who I am. Please say my name.
We don't.
You're a Celtic. We know that.
Oh, it was an oral history. We oral gathered history. That.
That all of us have forgotten.
We have no text.
Or never knew.
To point to.
Has anyone paid homage to you by building a pyramid?
Braveheart?
No, it's a
are
film.
There any sort of powers that might help us?
Yeah.
Okay, name one.
I can move hay.
You can move hay.
People can move hay. I mean,
yeah, anybody can.
So you're a farmer.
I represent farmers.
You're a wrestler named Haystack Calhoun.
Ooh.
A wrestler? No.
He could move hay like nobody's business.
No, I'm not.
But only while the sun showed. Am I right?
You are.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Attention. I'm going to go get some nachos.
Fatted calf.
Attention, all gods.
Bing.
The dances have begun.
Oh, good.
Please select your partner and make your way to the dance floor.
Oh, bing. God.
Venus, shall
Atlas.
We?
Shall we do this, Osiris?
I think I'm going to need those hands free.
Please pick me. I guess it's you and me then, huh?
Sounds great. I can't believe we get to dance together.
All right.
Please pick
just
me.
Don't touch my eight nipples.
Oh, no problem.
Oh, God, I have to watch him.
Alice, did you get any clues as to who that was?
I don't know. What he moves, hey, he's a hay shifter.
Also, we were all so free with
I
explaining.
Know. We were saying where we were from, yeah. what our deal was.
Right, because we're all so involved that I think we need to remind each
exactly.
other.
Exactly. We just need to chime in and help each other out. Just, he was offering nothing.
Yeah. And just really sort of petty.
He's
and
wearing a kilt.
I don't get it. So how are things?
Oh, keep grinding on
right?
me. Getting better.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Wish I could grab you.
Well, as soon as your
but
hands,
I've got my hands full.
Are no longer full.
Yeah. I need a new bit.
Do you?
I think
this one's great.
Oh, you would.
Well, what are your other strengths? Pun intended.
Multitasking is not one.
No. You can hold the
focus,
earth.
Focus.
Yes.
Focus.
Clearly. So, let's see.
Ball. I'm the one who gave him a ticket to get in. He's got Hermes' ticket. It's a prank.
What?
Shh, don't make a big deal out of it.
Don't make a big deal out of it. This guy came in here and nobody knows what's going
on.
It's
hilarious. I got a GoPro in the camera. I'm filming it. It's going to be great.
Oh, my God, Loki. I swear.
No, you got to just keep your mouth shut.
Okay. Look, it's hard for me to keep my mouth shut when there's so much delicious food.
Okay, well, you
can... Hey, do you want to stop dancing and go over to the food table?
Yes, okay. Stop dancing and go to the food table.
All right, don't spike the punch. I know you like pranks.
Too late. Only drink the one on the right.
Okay. Hey, wait, what can I get you, fellas?
Hey, I'll have the one on the right.
Man, go ahead. Haven't you?
Nothing at all.
What did you do, by the way?
Oh,
you seem slippery.
No,
are you up to something? Antics, hijinks?
No.
All right, what are you drinking?
Water.
Weird.
Hey, wait, did you say Hermes? Is that who that was?
No. I took Hermes' ticket
and gave it
to a homeless man.
Wait, this...
It's a homeless man. Don't tell anybody, though.
I am the one true God. Bow down before me.
So
hey, what's up, everyone?
Hey!
Jehovah! How are you, pal?
What did I miss?
There's a new guy walking around somewhere. Maybe you could help us figure out who he is.
We cannot place him.
Oh, yes, that Celtic god.
Yeah.
Can you say my name?
You know him, the hay shifter?
He's very near... He's very needy, is all we've been able to get out of him.
All-knowing,
all-powerful Jehovah.
Look, I am all-knowing, I am all-powerful.
Right.
Omniscient, omnipotent, and I don't know this fucking guy's name.
Oh, damn.
Since you're all all-knowing and all-powerful, I've always wanted to ask you this.
Yes.
Real battle. Who would win a scenario?
Ooh.
If I could get...
Like the Hulk or the thing?
No, I specifically actually Batman, Superman.
Oh, you know, Superman, it's going to be Superman.
It has to be, right?
Batman just has devices, yes.
Right, but still...
It would be a good fight.
Unless Batman had kryptonite.
Okay, wait, don't put that down.
Oh, no.
I was gesturing.
Oh, no, the whole planet. Let's get your name, shall we? Scene 2 was ripped from the headlines. That's right, ripped from the headlines. I saw the headlines and I ripped out this part. This past Christmas Eve, the cruise ship, the Empress of the Seas, was headed for Cuba, but changed its course for Jamaica due to weather. And that is how it ended up in the path of two fishermen from Costa Rica who had been adrift for 120 days.
Volleyball courts are now open. All people on the ship who want to play volleyball, the volleyball courts are open.
Oh, I love volleyball. Oh, honey, look over the edge. What is that out there?
I don't know what that is. It looks like a little boat. It's a dinghy.
Oh, a dinghy. Oh.
Help.
A captain.
Help.
Yeah.
It's my wife has just spotted a dinghy over the side of the boat.
There's a little boat, and it looks like there's people in there.
Point to the boat.
It's right. Look for yourself. It's right over the edge. You can see it.
I don't have my telescope.
Okay, well, it's directly down below.
Oh, it's a close boat.
It's very
usually
close.
When we see boats out here, not to get all nautical on you, they're a few yards or knots, as we say, away. But this little boat is just right here beside us.
Yeah, it's right down below.
Oh, this is a funny day to be a captain at sea. That's what I always say.
Well, should we send the ladder down for them?
Okay, do you know where the ladder is, or should I fetch it for you?
You're the captain. You don't know where the ladder is?
I know where the ladder is. I can have a cabin boy get it.
Captain, I'm sorry to interrupt. Captain.
Hello, cabin boy. Sorry to interrupt. Looking amazing.
Thank you so much, Captain.
I'm loving this ship we're sailing.
Yeah.
Got a big update from these lovely passengers.
Yeah, okay. Captain, I have an emergency, Captain.
Is it on the Lido deck?
Say again?
Is the emergency on the Lido deck?
Say again, Captain.
If the emergency is on the Lido deck, it's a priority. And if it's not on the Lido deck, it's not a priority.
It's on the Lido deck, Captain.
Oh, this is an emergency. I'm sorry, y'all. We're going to get back to the dinghy in a minute. We got an emergency.
All the balls have fallen overboard. The nets did not catch any of the volleyballs, Captain.
Help! Help!
Unless in case any of the ball balls are telling me.
Does nobody hear the screaming man?
Wait, are we out of volleyball?
Captain, we are at zero balls.
Well, the announcement just went live that it was inviting people to play volleyball.
Captain, I know, that's why I came up here.
The announcement went, they're gonna rip off people's heads.
The balls aren't helping.
We have to do something immediately or people are gonna die.
People are gonna die.
Excuse me, I'm looking for the volleyball court.
I can start.
Throw him off the boat.
Get off her, you son of a bitch! Ow!
The Empress of the Seas makes no mistakes. Oh, dang it, he landed on that little dingy boat.
This isn't helpful.
We should do something helpful for them.
Let me tell the cabin boy what's up.
You're the captain. Why do you have to report to the cabin boy?
I don't. I'm just telling y'all that I'm about to talk to him because he's right here. It seems polite. Okay, so Neil, let's get down to this. I know we're in the midst of one drama, but look downstairs because we got some company.
Oh, my God. The guy landed on that boat.
Yes, and there's a boat there.
There's three of them.
Oh, God, there's people on the water.
That's right. What do we do about that?
Well, we need to get the balls first, Captain. If we don't, there's going to be so many more people dead on this boat than those two men who are on that boat.
Maybe we can get those guys down there to scoop up the boat.
There's three men on the boat. Fantastic. Great.
Tell them, Neil.
I'm going to jump down there and tell them.
No, Neil, don't jump down. Dang it.
Again, this is not helpful.
It looks like that man broke his legs.
Oh, dear.
Nancy, I think maybe we should go get a ladder for them. I don't think they're prepared.
Well, look, it doesn't sound like the captain knows what's going on.
I can hear you, and I do know what's going on. We got a shit storm at sea.
Well, yes, and we need a ladder, and I frankly don't even care about the volleyballs. There are now four men down there.
Well, that's because you're not allowed on the leader deck. That's for our premium customers.
I didn't realize we didn't have premium customer
seats.
Well,
I signed us up late. I'm sorry. It's not my
fault.
Do you
have a window in the room, or do you have a sticker that looks like a window?
It's a sticker.
Then, yeah, we don't care about it.
Waiter. Waiter. Waiter.
Yes?
Waiter. Yes, I'd like some more Bloody Marys, some taquitos, and burgers, please. Send over to the table.
Taquitos, burgers, Bloody Marys.
Three of each.
They will be right back.
Thank you. You're getting particularly tanned today.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have all the medicine to cure melanoma. No reason not to get a little tanner than usual.
Shall I put a little more lotion on your back?
Shall you do it? Yes.
Okay. Oops.
Oh, it slid down. How did that get in there? Oh, it slid down the butt crack.
Let me just get that out.
Scoop it out.
With my there toenail.
Hand sanitizer? Anyone?
Yeah.
Please use the hand sanitizer because viruses travel quickly on the ship.
Kenny, is it?
Yes, Kenny.
Kenny, I was wondering if you could get us something to drink.
Kenny.
Okay, didn't you just place an order with that server?
Oh, did, but I don't think he's very good.
I'm sorry, were you overhearing our order?
I hear everything on the ship.
Oh, is that so?
Kenny, remind us what you do.
I'm a all-purpose steward.
Okay, then your purpose should be to get the stinks.
Okay, please use the hand sanitizer because you're...
Fine,
you're,
we'll use it.
Your
give me
hand
a squirt.
Has been all over your...
Kenny, give me a squirt.
The butt crack.
Please, give me. We're still down here.
What's that?
We're still down here.
Kenny,
please.
What is that?
I'm still down here. You threw me over, you sons of bitches.
Can we turn
Kenny,
that down?
What's happening?
Can we turn that down?
I thought we had a DJ.
I'm terribly sorry. Yes, there's a dinghy.
A dinghy?
Just a little dinghy.
What does that even mean?
What are all these volleyballs? This isn't helping.
Scoop them up. Scoop up the volleyballs.
What's happening over there?
I'm sorry. We'll turn up the Latin music to drown out any
lines.
You got
please.
It.
When are we getting to Cuba?
And we're getting to Cuba in 1,400 hours.
1,400 hours.
No.
Do you mean 2 p.m.?
2 p.m. is when we're going.
Okay. Then why did you say 1,400 hours?
1,400 hours is when we're arriving in
Cuba. So 1,400 hours or 2 p.m.?
No. What was the drink order?
Two Bloody Marys. And I forgot the rest, but I want hot dogs and hamburgers now.
Okay, well, there's a buffet already set up.
Well, I don't want to walk over to the buffet.
We're
not buffet people.
It's 3 feet from you.
Buffets are cooked for like 3,000 people. We like to order our own stuff.
Okay, please use some hand sanitizer also.
I have 1,400 hours left. I think I'm going to have time to use some hand sanitizer.
All right. I'll look into those drinks and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, why do you suppose they're not helping us? How long can we last in this dinghy?
Oh, God.
We're right next to a boat. A giant ship. What is happening?
Why did they throw me over, those sons of bitches?
Because you pointed out the thing about the volleyballs.
Send down whatever ropes you have to help us.
I don't know what the problem is.
We're just sitting out here fishing with
How are volleyballs going to help?
None of this is going to help. How's that guy going to help? And who the hell is this guy?
Should we just move on to the next boat?
Hey, I'm just happy to be here, man. You know what I mean? I just came down here and said hello.
Should we move on to the next ship? This one clearly doesn't care.
I guess, but how often does a ship come through right here?
I'm semi-facetious. What is happening?
How long have you two been out here?
Days.
It seems like months.
Yeah, that's days, but a lot of them.
A lot of them.
How have you survived?
Well, fish. First there's fish.
Yeah.
And more fish.
Yeah.
What about fresh water?
They've been drinking fish. From me.
Yeah, we've been drinking from this guy.
We've been draining Tommy for at least 7 weeks.
Yeah. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can
You didn't
help.
Know you could tap a human for water?
Yeah. Oh,
God. I'm throwing down a ladder.
Oh, the captain's throwing down a ladder.
A ladder!
Thank you, Captain.
And okay. Here's your Bloody Marys. The taquitos and burgers are going to be here taquitos. In just a moment.
That's Can loaded. I be honest? Where are you from? Because you seem very European.
I'm from Leeds.
Leeds in the England. United Kingdom?
Yeah.
And what happened that you ended up being a server on a boat?
Reggie. Actually, I come from a pretty wealthy family, and we own.
And you were
this...
cut off at some point.
No, we they owned, said he's we a... owned this ship line.
Okay, so here's your two Bloody Marys.
Put
and
you to work, Kenny.
Kenny,
a platter of hot dogs and hamburgers.
Do you
Kenny.
Know that this young man was thrown out of his family, and they own the cruise line?
Look, I don't know everybody's backstory here on the show,
but you hear right. everything, don't you?
I do hear everything, but I also tune things out that aren't important.
So why would you tune this poor son of a bitch out? So what happened? Why do they hate you?
They do not hate me. Right. They are my family.
They love you. That's why they said serve drinks.
I'm allowed to choose any role that I want to on the
boat. Oh, so what would you rather be doing?
Well, if you're not careful, I'll be captain, and I'm not good at that.
Oh, listen to you.
Are you threatening us with a poor
What is the deal with the captain, and can we talk to him?
That's my uncle. He's one of the best captains.
Okay, because I think we're ready to talk to him.
He's not one to come into the
captain. Captain, I noticed you were on your stroke. Can we have a word?
Oh, absolutely. I love to hobnob words, my friend.
Captain, why aren't there any more balls out here to play with?
That's a great question.
Because I'm about to rip someone's fucking head off and play with it.
Oh, yes. We've had that happen before. We're in the midst of a ball retrieval like you've never seen before.
Well, I haven't seen any of the balls, so maybe your retrieval ain't doing that well.
They're being retrieved right now, sir.
Where from?
From the ocean.
Ocean?
Ocean?
They fell into the ocean.
Yeah, we're still down here. These balls are down here in the ocean. Can you please get us up?
Those are people down there.
We're bringing them up. I've lowered a ladder down.
To get the balls?
Yes, and I'm having those fellows bring them up, and if they can afford to stay aboard, we will keep them aboard.
Oh, so they were adrift, and you're going to charge them to stay on the ship?
Well, yes, how do you think a cruise ship works,
I'm
honey?
In favor of this.
So am I.
Oh, thank you, guys.
If you can't
you're
afford
so
your own way, go back.
Amen. That's what we say in Leeds, man.
Oh, you're from Leeds as well?
I'm from Leeds, yeah. So my family owns a boat.
Right.
And a so bunch of them, actually.
And how did you get to choose captain?
Well, we all get to kind of choose whatever kind of thing we want to do on the boat.
What were you doing right before that?
Right before this, I was basically napping.
Say again?
I was napping, basically.
Say again?
I was napping.
Oh, I understand.
It sounded like he was sleeping.
Yes, that's what I thought.
I was. It was a little light snoozerino when I woke up ready to take on...
Captain, I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Pleasure to see you. Don't you love the uniforms? I also design them.
That's very nice.
Captain, we have an issue.
Okie dokie.
You seem out of breath.
I am. The people in the boat, they've come up with, they have no volleyballs or any balls.
What the
They're
hell?
Demanding water and food and clothes immediately. They have no balls.
They didn't bring any balls?
No,
they
no.
brought demands on to the Empress. Bring them to us.
Yes, Captain, right over here.
Maritime justice.
Please feed us.
Maritime justice? You threw me overboard, you
Please
son of a bitch.
Us. Please.
That was your sentencing, the first part. And now here's the second part.
Food and water, then we'll do whatever you ask.
Hey, listen.
We just need water.
You can suck on this taquito.
What?
Suck on this taquito.
Okay. Those taquitos are for this table here.
call Captain Ship.
Oh, fine.
Now listen, I'd like to assemble a jury of my peers up here on the Lido deck to sentence these fellas.
Sentence?
What did we do? We were asking for help.
Please.
Sustained.
So then we're fine.
Opposite.
I'd like to be sustained.
Sorry, I'm late. I'm your representative. I'm your counsel, okay?
Thank you.
I'm just doing a lot.
He's a public counsel, so you get what you pay for.
I'm just doing a lot of cases, okay?
We can't pay you.
Hey, okay, don't worry. The state pays me, okay? So, what happened? You guys were smuggling drugs?
No,
okay, great. Captain!
No!
All right, these guys were smuggling some drugs, okay? Why don't we ask for the minimum sentence, 30 years, all right?
Maybe we can do a plea bargain. I love those.
Okay, you guys want to do a plea bargain?
Does it involve food and drink?
Yeah, can we please just have some food?
I just wanted to play volleyball.
Let's see what I can do.
Why are his legs broken?
I don't know. You tell me.
He was trying to alert people to the ball situation before we could get it handled.
Captain, if you look at the evidence here, one of my client's legs are broken.
Is this a microfiche?
Yes, it is.
I don't have the machine to look at this with.
You just put it in the water, then hold it up to the sun.
Okay, I got a little image there.
Right, okay. And that image makes you think of...
I guess it makes me think of Oprah.
Oprah, exactly.
I don't know why.
And you think of Oprah, you're on TV. Why are you on TV? Because you pay for the subscription. These individuals right here paid for a subscription. That subscription was an adventure. That adventure got turned upside down. And here they are right now on a bad show.
He's good.
He's really good.
Wow.
Captain, what would you say if we double that to 60 years?
Whoa.
What are you doing?
I'd say that sounds like a, yes.
We thought you were good for a second.
You talked me into it.
No.
Yes.
Deal. Good. Okay. Gentlemen, I got to go. Okay.
Are we going
to
get 3 squares with this prison sentence, by the way?
I don't know. I don't handle that.
Could you ask the captain?
Do they get 3 squares?
There's no squares on my ship. We are made up of circles, ovals, and other funny rounded shapes.
Is he talking about food and
that
drink?
That means 3 square meals. Like, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. You should have been more clear. How about you stop fighting the person who's here to protect you? All right.
How about we drain all the water out of you?
Yeah. What'd you say to me?
Come over here for a second.
Well, what's going on?
Oh, at least we have some water.
Oh, you're right. You can get water straight out of someone.
Yeah.
Are you draining council?
Yes.
Well, that's the secret to it. Bring on the food.
So we're fine now?
Yeah, you're free.
Wow.
If you drain council, you're free at the sea.
Can we get that guy from Leeds to bring us some taquitos?
I don't know, can you?
It's on its way.
That's my nephew for you.
Oh, I think I got norovirus.
And let's go on to scene 3, shall we? Also from the headlines, only 1 month ago, Canada finally repealed a law that had been on the books since 1735, making it illegal to practice fake witchcraft, sorcery, enchantment, conjuring, or the telling of fortunes, or pretends from his or her skill in of knowledge of an occult or crafty science to discover... anything. So we take you way back 2 months ago, where it was illegal in Canada, for court hearings are held of the accused of the aforementioned fake witchcraft. All right, which one of you was holding the seance? Step up, please.
A real one?
Yep.
I was holding the real one.
Yeah, they don't exist. So you were conducting... a fake seance.
I was conducting a real one.
For the purposes of what?
Communion with the dead.
Mm-hmm. And what did you hope to gain from that?
Knowledge of the afterlife.
Please bring forward your witnesses.
Well, they're in the afterlife, so I got to conduct a seance if you want my witnesses to come down here.
All right, let's do that.
All right.
What do we do?
I need everyone to stand in a circle.
Yep.
I have to stay at the keyboard.
Yeah.
Well, we can go to her.
Okay, let's do the circles around the stenographer.
Okay, and then let's...
Sorry, this again seems a bit hinky.
Let's get some candles out here. Or everyone's iPhone, just put your iPhone up.
Do we have candles?
Okay. I have an iPhone.
Put your iPhone light on.
All right.
I have an Android device. Is that going to be okay?
You got a light on it?
Yeah, I mean, it's got a light, sure. Okay, light
up. Let's...
Should we lower the lights in the courtroom?
Yeah. And let's...
Hey, Your Honor?
Yes.
Does it sound like this guy's bullshitting to you?
It does. It does, actually.
All right. Yeah. That's all.
Thank you, Jerry Foreman. Let's hear from the prosecuting attorney.
We're not doing the same. All right. No. I don't mind.
Sorry, it's pretty clear.
I don't mind.
Thanks, Your Honor. Gord here.
Gord, thanks.
Prosecuting attorney. Mm-hmm. The law's pretty clear, and it. I mean, there's no fake witchcraft. So, you know, it's. I mean, it seems to be a pretty cut and dried case.
Huh? That's the case.
It seems to be on my side.
As you present it,
seems to be on my side.
No, I'm the. Well, I don't know if I'm on your side, pal. But
do you have any witnesses you can bring forward?
Yes.
Okay.
Here is first witness is Agnes DeMint.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
And she was irreparably harmed by the seance.
There is no repair for the harm that was done to me, Your Honor.
Uh-huh. He's fucking lying.
He's fucking lying.
Order in the court, please. Okay, and less swearing would be great.
There's no
order
need for
in his mouth.
Yeah, that's. I agree with that.
You have dirty, dirty mouth.
Agnes,
your tongue should be ripped out.
You're
going
to get cursed.
Your tongue should be ripped out.
You're
going to
get cursed.
Agnes,
no, you're going to get set. Yes, Judge.
Please try to restrain yourself to answering the questions of the prosecuting attorney. You had a question for the witness?
Agnes, is it true that you went out with the witness?
It is true that I went out with the witness.
And can you explain the nature of the relationship that you had?
The nature of the relationship was I met him at a coffee chain that I won't name in here. I don't know if we're allowed to
Tim
name
Horton.
Chain.
I think we know it's Tim
okay,
Horton.
Okay, was it a Tim Horton?
Oh, I like Tim Horton.
Horton.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Tim Horton.
Yeah.
I met him
sometimes
at a Tim
I just get the holes.
Yeah.
But the holes are good.
They're so good.
The holes are good. They're
I feel
less,
like I'm eating less.
It's hard to
they're
dip
less
them, though.
Filling, too.
It's nearly impossible.
You know they do poutine there now. That's true. That's new. That's new.
Everywhere does poutine.
Yeah, but not as good as Tim Horton's.
Fucking liar.
Liar. I'm not a liar. This
okay,
man is a charlatan.
Watch your mouth there, pal.
I was grieving at Tim Horton's over the loss of my dear sister. And this man.
Oh, I'm sorry. How'd she pass?
Oh, well, it's a very yucky story.
Never mind then.
Okay. It involves the garbage disposal. And her foot went in first.
Wait with that.
This man told me he could fix my problems. He assured me he could.
And how was he supposed to do that?
He said he was going to make it all better. He said he was going to
make those your words, sir?
Was in a better place. He said he had a direct connection to the deceased.
I do.
All right.
Hey, Your Honor, we got a question here on the jury.
Jury Foreman?
We were all just, I was talking to the other, I think it's 11 in Canada. I was talking to the rest of the jurors, and we're a little curious about the law here. If is it having a seance or is it having a fake seance?
We're trying to determine if it was a real seance because that's legal.
Real seances are legal.
Totally cool.
It was a fake seance.
Yeah, if this man is indeed a charlatan, that's what we're here to prove.
So that's what we're trying to figure out.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for asking that because I was not totally clear on the subject myself.
So it's if I was real or fake.
Well, you need to prove that it was a real seance and that you were
real.
Able to conjure spirits.
Was
from
no
another...
one listening in grade 7?
What happened in grade 7 again?
Where we discussed this law in your government class.
Oh, I didn't pay much attention.
Right.
I probably should have.
That's pretty standard in grade 7.
That's what you cover in grade 7.
I grew up in Saskatoon, by the way.
Hey, I grew up in Okanata.
Uh-huh.
Moose jaw.
You look like a moose jaw boy.
Get out of here, you.
I was on the county line of Truxton and Turbulor.
You were?
Yeah.
Huh.
I was a mountain man, and I was funneling down tunnels.
That's where you learned to be a charlatan?
Come on.
No,
come
I think
on.
It's pretty cutting. You know what? Let's take it to the jury. Would you like to... Would you like to take some time among yourselves?
Or sure.
Have you already reached an obvious conclusion?
Well, I mean, we could just go back and deliberate for a little while.
You want to deliberate?
Yeah, we'll deliberate for a little while.
All right, I'm going to call a half-hour recess. The jurors will deliberate, and the rest of us will catch a quick lunch.
I think he's innocent.
I'd like to see him do the seance. I would believe it if
can
I saw
it. Can we
take
a vote? Can we just put it to vote?
Well, we got to, I think what we have to see is a real seance. We got to find out if this guy can do a seance.
Yeah, but if it's legit, then they're going to be here and he could curse us.
Who? I don't want to see spirits.
Does anybody know Drake?
Oh, I love Drake.
Can we get a hold of Drake?
Can we, if he can, okay, if he can seance Drake.
Oh.
He's not dead.
I thought you had to be dead.
Do you have to be dead?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not. I wasn't about to pretend I was a seance man.
I don't know. Right. Yeah. It just doesn't seem real. None of it seems real.
Boy, seems like we're locked. We got a real 11 Angry Men situation going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Rude.
Wow. Yeah, there are some women here. So.
Okay, well, I didn't mean anything.
Why don't we do the first vote?
You said men.
Why don't we see where we're at first vote?
All right.
And we'll just do show of hands just to make this first
vote
quick.
All right, show of hands.
Well, we should close our eyes.
Yep. Well, then how do we know who's showing
I'll
hands?
Keep my eyes open.
Well, then I'll keep my eyes open, too. I don't think it's fair that you only get to judge that.
And well, the accountability, I'll keep mine open.
If we can't even
these
agree
men are...
on this.
I mean, guys, I am the foreman. Like,
well, then run
Why
things.
Did you get to be the foreman?
Yeah, you
I don't
you.
Know.
Because you spoke first?
Yeah, because I was the first one to talk.
Well, great. That's not fair at all.
Oh, wow.
I hate Canadian law.
All right, then. How would you like to run the vote?
I'd like to just go back in there and say that he's guilty.
Well, I'm in favor of that.
I'm in favor of that.
I'm in favor of that.
I'm in favor of that, but I don't like that.
What? Okay.
Why
I
not?
I agree with her. We got to stick together.
Yeah.
Thank what you. Part don't
Thank
we like?
Welcome, girl.
Well, I just don't, just because he got to be foreman, I don't think that's fair.
Oh, now it's
oh,
about
it's about
this.
The...
Whatever.
And
you
also,
be the
why
four...
foreman?
You want to be the four person?
Someone's from
yes.
Vancouver, aren't
yes.
they?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that reminds me, by Canadian law, we also have to have all these deliberations in French as well. So.
Oh, oh, gosh.
We. All rise.
Okay, jury foreman, if you've reached a verdict.
We. Oui. I'm sorry, yes, we finished in French, sorry.
Oh, very good. With keeping with the laws. And what verdict have you come to?
We have come to the verdict that I am no longer the foreman.
Oh, my
Is
God.
Is that good? That's good for me, right?
Just a second. Did a different foreman
yes,
there's
two
arise?
There's
two
from
of us, and
four
I
people.
Didn't know if you were going to go through with it. Thank you.
Thank you. That's
yeah, yeah.
big of you.
Very okay. big of you.
Ladies.
We are the new four people.
Mm-hmm. And we suggest the death penalty.
That's not a thing.
Okay. we suggest.
We didn't think it's a suggestion.
It's just a polite, so, it's just a polite suggestion.
I'm in charge of sentencing. What it sounds like is that you've definitely chosen guilty. If you're going to go
oh,
all
yeah.
the way to kill him.
Well,
no,
we
well.
Know.
We just had a suggestion.
So you'd like death penalty for the innocent guy?
We don't know if he's innocent.
We don't know. And also,
if
he can speak to the dead.
Then to come back.
Okay.
Definitely feel that he's guilty, but also want to open up the possibility of innocence as well. So
yeah. It doesn't sound like you've come to a conclusion.
I think we have.
As it?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, then what is your conclusion?
Well, some of us are, you know, we all work well together. We all have different strengths and weaknesses. But as a team...
Fishing is mine.
We're really hitting our stride.
Did you catch anything while you were in there?
Oh, no. I mean, there's
like
no...
Like an answer?
Oh, I see what you're doing there, Your Honor, and that's a good joke.
Yeah.
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 We'd really like to see if he can seance Drake into here.
We're going
to
go back in. Drake?
Yeah.
Well... What?
He's not dead. I can't seance.
A real seance man would
oh,
be able
on.
To get Drake.
If I may, as the judge, I think you need to bring about any Drake. Not necessarily the famous Drake who's still alive.
Sir Francis Drake, you
yes.
want me to get?
Sure, let's
Sir
start
Francis
there.
Drake. Oh, I love Sir Francis Drake.
Oh, yeah.
All right, fine. Okay, fine. We'll do a quick one.
Yeah.
Hey, Drake's here. Hey, say hi to Drake. Say hi to Drake. Say hi to Drake.
Hello, everyone.
Right? Come on,
oh
say hi to Drake.
God. Oh, my God. That is... God.
Is that Sir Francis Drake?
Wherefore am I in a Canadian courtroom?
There you go, Sir Francis Drake. Look at the way he's talking.
Wow.
Come on,
wow.
you can't fake that shit.
Actually is impressive.
That is impressive. That is the spitting image of Sir Francis Drake.
Sir Francis, one question as the judge
yes.
in the courtroom. How is it that this mortal was able to bring you so-called back from the dead?
Oh, he seanced me.
Boom. Hello. Cheapa, cheapa.
Wait a second. You've been in this courtroom before. Jimmy?
What?
Run, Jimmy, run.
No.
Run, Jimmy.
No.
Run, Jimmy, run.
No.
Sorry, I tried.
You can't kill me. I'm immortal, motherfuckers. If you kill me, I'll curse everyone in this courtroom. You hear me?
Death penalty is not a thing in Canada. So you won't be killed, but you are accused and clearly found guilty.
Okay, was there a fine?
Let's move quickly to sentencing. Stand, please.
Okay.
That's a sentence.
Is that it? Am I free to go?
He's got me.
Short and declared him.
That's it.
All right. Thank you.
I want to thank the prosecuting attorney for accomplishing just shy of nothing.
Hey, thank you, Your Honor. And,
great job. Back to fishing.
All right.
I assume. And the defense attorney, which we did not need to hear from.
He wanted to represent himself.
Yeah. But thank you for showing up
no
in
problem.
Accordance to the Canadian law.
Stenographer, do you have anything?
I got everything.
Could you read back just the last three sentences?
In French, please.
Grade 7.
Write to us at your name here, alchemythis.com. I can't wait to hear from all of our Canadian fans. Oh, man. I want to thank our alchemist today. Let's go around the table with starting with Mr. James Heaney. James, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. And tonight, Bear Supply show at the West Side Comedy.
No matter what night this is, you're listening.
Don't miss it. It starts at 9.
They're not going to know what it is.
No matter what night you're listening, or what day, or what morning, please check out Bear Supply at the West Side Comedy Theater in the West Side of Los Angeles, California.
Tonight.
Yeah. Well, should they buy tickets ahead of time?
Get a hold of me, and I'll put you on the list.
And how do they reach you?
At the Heen on Twitter.
At the Heen.
Ooh.
Craig Kukowski?
Tonight, watch Drunk History Season 6.
Yay!
It may
Congratulations.
Not be airing live tonight.
On another great season.
Hey, thank you. It's been fun so far. Yeah, it's been some good ones.
You guys were recently nominated for a Critics' Choice Award. I happened to be there the night that the marvelous Mrs. Maisel stomped you into the ground. I've crossed the line. I apologize.
Beautiful memories.
Yeah, thanks. Wow. Thanks
good friends. Good friends.
Yeah. It was weird that no one was at your table. Vanessa. Vanessa Racklin. God bless you in the Dynasty Typewriter Theater.
Oh, thank you so much. We'll see you tonight.
So, and sitting in... Mark Agliardi, thank you so much. Honestly and truly, it's been a joy having you. Please come back and see us again.
What a voice on this guy.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
Yum.
Where can people find those lovely voice tones elsewhere?
Well, yesterday we were at, and every, the last Wednesday of every month, we are at Dynasty Typewriter improvising with Work Juice Improv. Or check out We Got This with Mark and Hal on Max Fun.
We Got This with Mark and Hal. All right, I'm Kevin Pollack. You can find
me
in all the...
I'm Joey.
Jesus.
My name is Joey Greer. I'm also part of this.
All right. Joey, where can folks follow you tonight?
You can find me at Jebby Grieber.
Uh-huh.
That's about it. That's all the
like outside of your local McDonald's?
Yeah, you just say that and I'll appear.
Okay. I'm so glad you chimed in.
So close to a clean getaway. Doug Boehm, engineer to the stars, and now sitting 11 inches from us. Thank you for joining us, Doug Boehm. He's nodding because he knows he has no microphone. Yeah. Sophie Lichterman, our producer, Rafael Brito with sound design. And everyone at the iHeartRadio, thank you for the auspices to do our show. Write to us as always, your name here at alchemythis.com. I'd like to give an opportunity to James Heaney to sign us off in a brand new way. James, take it away.
See you soon.
God.
I mean, I didn't know.
You
I didn't
can
know.
Cut before
that's
that,
what
right?
you chose.
No, it's pretty.
You chose.
See you soon
cut
tonight.
Before that.
Oh shit!
All right, see ya.